Okay, let's begin. Rim Perak Aleph, excuse me, yeah, Perak Aleph of Chosota, left off Halacha Tes. And what the Rambam's going to finish going through in this Perak are various situations where determining the level of suspicion and the quality of testimony, etc., to determine whether or not the Sota process is initiated. So that'll take us all the way to the end of this Perak. So he says in Halacha Tes, he says, Ba'id Echad. Let's say what he called there's one witness that comes along, the halo, right? Shenistra ima. So again, let's keep in mind that there's two steps here. There's kinna and stira. Kinna is where the husband says in front of witnesses, do not go into that room privately with that woman. And then there's the ede stira, which are the witnesses that claim that they saw her in the room with that guy. So let's say in this case, after the proper warning is given with two edim, now what happens is that one witness comes along, just one, and says, "Vehei lo shenistra imo," right? Achar kinoi, v'shas kadei tumah. So this one witness says she was in that room with, let's say, Reuven, and they were in there together. The amount of time it would take to have sexual relations. Imu ne'em amlo v'daito somechas alav. Okay. Now let's say the Baal considers this aide to be someone who's reliable. Okay. Then yotzi v'dein ksuba. He goes ahead and he must divorce her and give her ksuba. Then love, but let's say he, what he called, he doesn't think this person is reliable. Hari ishtu mutereslo, right? She's still mutter to him. So in this case, his nemanus of the aid, his trust of the witness actually plays a big role in determining whether or not they stay married. Halacha yud. Now, the elu shebezin mekanin lahen. So there's certain cases where bezin steps up, where the court steps in to offer a, what he called a kinoi. Meaning that for various reasons, as you'll see, the Baal's unable to perform kinnah. So there are situations where the court will actually step in, so to speak, on behalf of the husband. So, for instance, mishenischaresh baila o nishtote, right? So two examples which we know already is, let's say the woman's husband becomes a deaf mute, or let's say he loses his mind, right? O shahaya b'medina acheres, so let's say he's in Japan. Oh, Shahayah, he's in jail. Okay. Now their objective is Lola Hashkosa. Beis Din does not want to initiate the process of Sota. In fact, as you see, they want to avoid Sota process as much as possible. Rather, El Apostle Miksubasa. The reason why they're issuing this kinoi is because they want to essentially make sure she, if she is acting inappropriately, that she loses out on her ksuba. So that's really their goal. So the Rambam explains this in Lachi Yadalef. He says, Ketzad. Okay, so what's the case? So Shavu Beis Din Sha'am Ran and Acharya. So we saw this before. Let's say Beis Din find out that there's the news is going around the town, right? That she's what it called about this specific woman. So and that there's bad things going on with her. So Korla. So they issue a summons to come to court. Vomerman, they tell her Al Tistari Imploni, and they say, listen, do not go into that room into a privacy with Reuven. Okay, we've heard you've been hanging out with this guy Reuven a lot. Don't do it. Bo Edim Now Edim come later on and say she ended up secluded with Ruvain, Vishaskadetama, for the amount of time it has to take sexual relations, to have sexual relations. Bazin Oser to solve Bailola. What Bazin will then do is Bazin will now prohibit her to her husband forever. The Koran Ksubasa, it's very dramatic, but they rip up the Ksuba, Ukushiyovo Baila, O Yavri, O Yatse Besasurin. And unfortunately, what ends up happening is that when the, let's say the husband returns to Japan or he regains his senses, or he's let out from jail, no son get, he must give her a get. Veno yochol lahashkosa, right? And he can't actually initiate the sota process, because there was no formal warning from him. So what Beis Din can do is Beis Din can issue a kinnah, but in doing so, the best they can, so to speak, the best outcome they can hope for is divorce. But what they can't do is they can't initiate a sota. That's an impossibility. Only the husband can do that. Alok yud Beis. Okay, now shasas me'amarim. Again, we haven't got to the process yet, but let's say she goes ahead and drinks the water, okay? V'niksa mehen, okay? And she doesn't die, right? So as we'll see how that works later on, the waters do not kill her. V'chazer v'kinala ima'ish hishka al yada v'nistra imo. Now let's say there's a redo, meaning she made it out the first time. She survived the sota process. And what happens? He goes back and gives the same kinah for the same guy, right? Reuven part two. Right, and the same stira happens. Okay, ena mashke osal yodo pam shnia. There's no seconds when it comes to sota. So if it was with the same guy, right? Ella to usher alav the olam, but tasted lo ksuba. Rather, what we say is she's now ushered in forever, and what do you call it? She gets divorced out of ksuba. Aval im kina la im acher, this is the key. You can't have two sotas on Reuven, but she can go through the sota process twice with different men. Meaning, if he said after Reuven, and he gives a new kina on Shimon, and v'nistra ima acher be'edim, right? Mashka osa pam shniyah, if you look up on him. So you could literally, she could return to the process of sota over and over again, as long as there's different men involved. V'hu she yashka kol pam b'glal ish acher, as long as every time she engages, every time she drinks the mesota, it's because of a different person. So as long as the process is always from a different man, she can have multiple sota experiences. Elachid gimel, nahishka osa, okay? Let's say, she drank the water, the girsha, and then afterwards he divorces her, the nasos la'acher, okay? And then she gets remarried, the kinal im ish, right? Right? And then, shehishka osa habala rishon, biglalo, the nistra im obeidim. So it's an interesting case. Let's say we have Reuven and Shimon. Okay, so let's say she goes ahead and she drinks the water, and Reuven's the husband here. Okay, she drinks the water. Reuven divorces her. Okay, then she marries Shimon. Okay, Shimon can actually then mekane her, right, to her first husband, Reuven. Right, he can issue a kina. He can warn her about secluding herself with Reuven. Right, so he can go ahead and initiate the process. Even though she was already married to Reuven, even up to 100 men, even if one man, if this can happen infinitely, so to speak, so we can never say that. We can always say, even though it's the same man, since ultimately it's true, it's their first husband, but that's considered a different man when it comes to Hilchos Sota. Okay, now Isha Shekina La Baila, right? Vinistra achar hakinoi imo be'idim. Okay. Now let's say, a kina takes place. Okay. And then what happens? She goes ahead and secludes herself with the guy. And now she has to drink sota, right? Very heel medes lishtos, right? And she's ready to go ahead and drink the waters. Ubaid echad, veheid alea. And then one witness comes along and says, shenivala befanav. Okay. And says that she had sexual relations with this guy in front of me, meaning I saw them have sexual relations, not stira, where she secluded herself in a room. We don't know what happened, but I witnessed them having sexual relations, right? Im ze shekinala imo, right, with this guy that he warned her about. Harezu asura ba'ala olam. Then she's ushered her husband forever. Veina shosa, she doesn't drink. Veyotza b'lo ksuba, she gets divorced out of ksuba. Afilo haya etuma ze echam edi astira. Right, Shinemar, the eight in Bob, array eight. Right, so even if the and we're going to get into this in a second, even if the aid coming along, right, is someone who is what it called, who also was an aid for Skira, right, it doesn't matter. We still trust his aidus because it says the aid in Bob, and he's an aid. Okay, so aid tuma here means a witness who says he saw them actually engaged in the sexual act itself. So to keep our terminology clear, an aid Skira is someone who says that he saw them enter the room together, right, and spend enough time in the room to have sexual relations, but never actually saw them perform the act. Whereas a toma means you actually saw the sexual prohibition taking place. The lacha tesvav, afilu leisha ve'eved v'shifcha, right, upasal eidas ba'avera medivrei sofrim. So even a woman or a servant or a female servant, or even someone who is unable to be an aid because they were violated a rabbinical iser, afilu karov, even a relative. Neman le'edus shota lahayid aleh. Right, they are what it called. They are always allowed. We trust their testimony when it comes to what it called. When it comes to znus lahayid aleh shezinsa. So we always trust. Le'edus sota lahayid aleh shezinsa. We always trust even normal witnesses who are not roy for edus. We trust them when it comes to again this idea of tuma that she did something that's aser. But tesra ba'al olam. So let's say a servant came along and said, I saw her have sexual relations with that guy, the actual act of sexual relations. So then she's ushered to her husband forever and we don't engage in sota. Right? So since, why is this the case? Since the Torah, since we go ahead and the kinoi stira requires kasha witnesses, However, but Torah had mina ein echa betoma, but the Torah does trust only one witness when it comes to someone doing something usser, like committing adultery. Hare kulan k'sherim le'edus tuma. So all of them therefore become kasher, since only one witness is required. All of them become kasher and capable of giving edus tuma. Af kamesha nashim shistonos zuazu. Right, we recall the five women who, so to speak, despise each other. Right, can actually me'edus zuazu. But they can actually give testimony one against the other, lomar shenitmeis, that this one engaged in sexual relations that were prohibited. The nemenes aleh, le'osra baila, we trust her to make the woman usher to her husband, v'shalolash gosa, not to engage in sota. Avalola pasla m'ksubasa, and l'tel k'subasa v'yatza. It's interesting. But in this situation, when it comes to these women, the woman that's being accused would still be able to keep a ksuba when she ends up divorcing the baal. But overall, though, we do trust their testimony. Let's say one witness comes along who's kasher, but Amar nitmes, and says she committed, she engaged in prohibited sexual relations, adultery. So she doesn't drink the waters. Now let's say another witness comes along and says, no, she never did this, right? She didn't have to do this action. Varma lo nitmes. Ain't shomel, though. We don't trust a second witness. She'ed echa betumas sota kishnayim, right? Because one witness by this suspicion of adultery is considered as if it were two edim. Vein dvar shalacharon dochen divrevishon shu kishnayim. So the second witness, who's really one, right, can't get rid of what we consider to be two witnesses. Okay, halachi zayin. However, right, bo shnayin ke'echad. Right, let's say the two came at the same time. Ze omer nitmes. So one said that they committed, that she engaged in this prohibited sexual activity. And one, the other one says, no, she didn't do that. So they're coming at the same time. Or one said she had sexual relations publicly. Remember, this is after Kino and Stira. So you have a third testimony here. So one said she did, but two others come along and say she did, right? Then she actually initiates the sota process, because the third set of witnesses who said that she did commit sexual activities, a sexual prohibition publicly, and then the fourth set who challenged the third set, negate each other, and now it canceled each other out. Now you're left with the Ede Kinoi and the Ede Stira. So therefore, Sota would take place. Okay, now let's say one Kasher witness comes, V'nashim Rabos, Obsulim Rabim Kechad. And let's say a lot of people who aren't able to give testimony come at the same time as well. Okay, so you have one kasher witness, and then let's say 100 pasul witnesses. Ha'ed omer nitmes. So the witness says, the kasher witness said she committed the sexual action publicly. V'anashim v'apsul omerim lo nitmes. And the other ones who are disqualified from edus say she didn't do this. Ha'reish ha'shota. We still see they cancel each other out. She'ed echad. Upsulin Rabim Kinechsa Mechsahim. So when you have one kasher aid against many pasul aidim, in this situation of Sota, it's considered Mechsa Mechsa. It's considered to be equal. So since they're equal, that's why we say, or almost to say, Suffix Sota, she's still going to initiate the Sota process. Now, Lachi Yates, Hayu Kulam Sulin. Well, let's say all the witnesses come are pasul, Hokanachar Rov. Then we go by the Rov. So what does that mean? Ketza, Shtei Nashim, Omros, Nitmes. The two women come along and say that she committed the sexual prohibition. Vishalosh omros lo nitmes. And three come along and say she didn't. Hareza shota. Okay, so the three said she didn't, beats out the two said she did. Shalosh omros lo nitmes. So three said she didn't commit the sexual action. V'arb omros nitmes. And four said she did. Hareza enoshosa. Then she wouldn't have to drink. Hayu mechsa mechsa. If it's three against three, for example, hareza shosa. Then she would have to go ahead and drink the mesota. And finally, the end of Perek Aleph. Kol sota she'ena shosa b'nei edei tuma, right? So any time in all the cases above that a sota does not drink the mesota, right, because of these edei tuma, meaning these third set of witnesses who come along and say she did commit the sexual prohibition, harezu asra b'ayla olam, she is prohibited to her husband forever, b'teitze b'lo ksuba, and she has to get divorced, she loses her ksuba, sherei nesra b'kino yistira, because she became usher through the kino and the stira, the hashasiya shetatira nimna, right? And the, what it called, the drinking of the water that's supposed to make her mutter to him didn't happen. So since she was never able, once the kino and stira takes place, she's now technically usher to her husband. right? The only way to matcha that is to go ahead and drink the sota water. Since she doesn't engage in sota because this witness came along and said that she had sexual relations, they saw her have sexual relations that were usur, that's the reason why she becomes what it called usur to her husband forever. Okay, I think we'll stop here and we'll start Perek Beis tomorrow.